title.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thick of my fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show here on RBN on this April 28th, 2013 edition. Dave and Annie with you here. And we have a special guest back in the fold. Larry Grathwohl has been with us twice before, and you'll remember him as the former vet, and we'll have to talk to him about Annie's news revelation coming out of Minnesota. But he's the former vet who was recruited by the FBI to penetrate the Weatherman Underground, the very people who launched Barack Obama's career. Larry has re-released a book that I'm going to let you hear about tonight. Larry's going to tell you all about it. He's updated it, and he is detailing how America is being taken down. I just told you in the last half hour how I believe it's going to happen on the foreign end. Next week I'll give you the domestic side. Larry's going to be talking about how to come out of the Obama administration, and I'm sure we have lots of overlap. Larry, thanks much for joining us on this late evening hours for you in the Eastern time zone, and we're glad you can be here.
I'm glad to be here, Dave.
Well, you've always been an informative guest, and I'm sure tonight will be no different. Let me just set the stage this way. I've been approached by former and present reliable sources, and I was given information on how we are being taken into war by way of Syria into Iran, and the Russians and Chinese will oppose us. And the Fed knows it because Iran is working to take down our petrodollar by selling oil and gold. And we are seeing, or will see, the rollout of full-scale martial law in this country. And the Boston Marathon bombing and the aftermath of martial law was one of the beta tests for that. How does that dovetail into what you are finding on your end?
Well, it fits perfectly. As to what Obama and his friends and associates are trying to accomplish here in the United States. And I would say, of course, that the Weathermen, having begun their activities, their strategic sabotage during the Vietnam War, that was in the late 60s and the 70s and into the early 80s, their objective at that time was to violently overthrow the government. They thought that they could succeed in doing that. Having failed at that, they surfaced, and they have infiltrated our schools, our unions, the press, the media. And right at this time, we have a president who's been friends with Bill Ayers and the Ayers family for many, many years, who is, in my opinion, an obvious communist. Maybe that's overstating it, but at the very least, he's an extreme left-wing progressive. And if he's not a communist, he should be. And I believe that his first campaign promise in 2008 was that he was going to change America so that it wouldn't be recognizable anymore. And I think that he's on the way to do that. And I think he's got friends with Bill Ayers and other radicals here in the United States that are helping him to accomplish that.
No question. He said that he would fundamentally transform America, and he's making good on that promise. And we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to break it down for you. And, Larry, I want to start with how you became acquainted with Bill Ayers and tell us what kind of person he is. Stay tuned.
I feel a wreck without my little child of birth.
Answer it!
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Common Sense Show here on RBN, and our special guest is former FBI informant Larry Grathwall. And Larry knows people who know the president very well, people who actually launched his political campaign. So, Larry, for people who have not heard you before on the show, because we're gaining new listeners all the time, let's go back for just a second and revisit how you became acquainted with the president's handlers.
Well, I was in the Army. I joined the Army in 1964. I went to Vietnam in 1965 with the 101st Airborne Division. I came home in 66. I became a drill instructor at Fort Knox, Kentucky, until I was discharged in 1968, at which time I enrolled in the University of Cincinnati. In my second year at the university, I was approached by people who said they were members of the Weather Underground, and they wanted me to join their organization and go to Chicago to get the pigs. Well, my tendency at that time was to dismiss them. They didn't look very threatening to me. But my ex-father-in-law was a retired police officer, and he looked at the literature that they had given me and listened to what I told him they had said, and he arranged for me to meet with the Cincinnati Police Department, who in turn asked me to go to the meetings. So then I started attending meetings and later began to realize that this was a national organization. So I went to the FBI, who were a little skeptical in the beginning, but nevertheless, they also said, go to the meetings and let us know what happens. What I wasn't aware of is that the weathermen had been severely criticized by the North Vietnamese and the Cubans in the spring of 1969 because they were an elitist, educated group and that they weren't recruiting people from the working class and from the veterans organizations, people who had been to Vietnam. And, of course, unbeknownst to me, they approached me at that very time, so I was the perfect specimen, so to speak, in the eyes of the North Vietnamese and the Cubans. And along with a vast amount of luck, possibly some intuition and intelligence in being able to anticipate what they were going to do and where they were going, I was able to stay with the organization right up until the time that it went underground and began its strategic sabotage. During that time, of course, I met many of the leadership, Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Mark Rudd, Jeff Jones, Howie Montinger, just to name a few. I, at one point, was given instructions by Bill Ayers to place bombs at the Detroit Police Officers Association building in the 13th Precinct. These bombs were to go off simultaneously when the greatest number of police officers were there, and the bombs were to contain roofing nails and fence staples for the shrapnel effect. Incidentally, that's exactly what happened in Boston. They used ball bearings and BBs for the shrapnel effect.
You just pulled the thoughts right out of my head. You're exactly right.
Shrapnel has but one purpose,
yeah,
and that is to kill and maim. That's not to destroy property. That's to destroy human beings.
Right.
Well, fortunately, the bombs in Detroit didn't go off. Bill Ayers reassigned me to Madison, Wisconsin, and both bombs failed to detonate. However, in February of 1970, a bombing took place at the Park Police Station in San Francisco, where a bomb was set on the window ledge. It contained roofing nails and fence staples, and it, when it went off, it injured several police officers severely and killed one, Sergeant Brian McDonald. Later, Bill Ayers would, when I would meet him in Buffalo, New York, would conduct a criticism session of the cell I was part of, and he would state to us that it was a sorry situation when the leader of the group, who was Bernadine Dorn, and he identified her as such, has to plan and build and actually place the bomb like at the Park Police Station, and here, you know, all you guys are sitting here in Buffalo not doing anything. In other words, he was criticizing us for not having blown anything up or taken any actions that he felt fell within the guidelines of their strategic sabotage. So, I mean, I was there for plans of many bombings. My cover was ultimately blown in April of 1970 when I was meeting with a girl named Linda Evans. I told the FBI agents that they shouldn't arrest her, that I was moving up in the organization and we'd get more of the big fish if we waited. The response was that J. Edgar Hoover wanted this arrest to take place. I considered lying to the FBI and telling them the meeting had been postponed, but I had reached such a level of credibility with the FBI that I didn't want to jeopardize my integrity. So the arrest took place. I told them, you better arrest me, too. So they arrested me for assaulting a federal officer. And don't you know, in Mark Rudd's book, Underground, he says that he was in a restaurant across the street and watched Linda Evans and I get arrested. And the fact is he was sitting there waiting for Linda and I to come out of the restaurant we were in and to walk across the street and join him. So I was right. If they had waited, we would have gotten some bigger fish than what we actually wound up with. Now, today, the weathermen claim that they were merely an anti-war group. That's all they were. They never wanted to hurt anybody. It was never their intention to injure or kill anyone.
But, Larry, let me interject here. Isn't it true that under Bill Ayers' direction, he personally told you about re-education camps. Today we refer to them as FEMA camps.
Yes.
And they had very dire consequences for average Americans.
Well, that took place at a meeting in Cleveland, Ohio, and it was assumed that about 100 million Americans would have to be transferred to re-education centers in the Southwest. And of that 100 million people, approximately 25% or 25 million of them would have to be eliminated. Again, I want you to think of sitting in a room with individuals who have postgraduate degrees from some of our more prestigious universities, seriously contemplating how they're going to get rid of 25 million people. But I was also going to make the point that when the FBI discovered the Pine Street Bomb Factory, which was in March of 1971, they found explosives, composition four, wire cutters, wires, detonators, timing devices. In all of the literature that they found in that apartment, there was not one paper, not one book that was against the war. And one other thing that they found that was very interesting is they found a voice-activated detonator. Now, consider that back in 1971, we didn't have cell phones. So you wouldn't use a voice-activated detonator so you could set the bomb off at a distance. You wanted someone to walk in a room and say something and activate that detonator and set that bomb off. So this just flies in the face of everything the weathermen claim about themselves today, not to mention the fact that, again, Mark Rudd in his book admits that he knew that he had talked to Terry Robbins 2 days or 3 days before the townhouse explosion. And in the townhouse, they were building bombs, multiple bombs, to be used at Fort Dix, New Jersey, at the officers' club and the enlisted men's club on the weekends when civilians would be present. Again, they were using roofing nails and fence staples as shrapnel. And that Terry Robbins told him what they were doing, and Mark Rudd approved of it. So once again, we have, you know, a very violent act being planned, extremely violent, and one of the leadership people admitting or at least acknowledging this and saying that it was okay, they thought it was a good idea.
Why would these future handlers of President Obama's political career be interested in maximizing civilian casualties?
Well, at the time, Dave, the anti-war movement was big. The youth culture, the counterculture, if you will, was big. We had Che Guevara and other, you know, international revolutionaries running around the world, you know, fighting wars of independence. North Vietnam, North Korea, China. So, you know, from the weathermen's perspective, particularly when they left the United States and met with these foreign representatives, would get a view of the country and of the world that the United States was on its knees. And that they had the opportunity, the weathermen did, of being able to attack the government from inside and be a big assistance to the rest of the world in destroying U.S. imperialism. And they, you know, in all of their communiques, you know, before Prairie Fire and after Prairie Fire, this is one of the main themes, is that they are going to destroy America. Keep in mind, Dave, that I was at the National War Council in Flint, Michigan, when Bernadine Dorn, who happened to have a law degree back then, she still does, but she never practiced law, she got up on the stage being the nominal leader, the recognized leader of the Weathermen, and she gave a speech praising Charles Manson and said, and I quote, "Dig it. Not only did they kill those pigs, but they sat down in the same room with them and ate their dinner, and then they shoved a fork in Sharon Tate's stomach."
Yeah, I do recall that. It almost looks like it's setting up as class warfare. We'll explore really what they were truly after and why Obama is so appealing to them and what lies ahead for America based on this presidency. Stay tuned. Back in 3 minutes.
Back in the high life again.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thick of my ear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. Our special guest is Larry Graffball. We're unfolding the story in which we hope to answer a lot of questions. One is what the Weathermen Underground were really up to in trying to maximize civilian casualties. We're going to link it into their becoming Obama's political handlers. And then, more importantly and more contemporary, we're going to talk about what it means for us in our immediate future. Larry, let's go back to where we left off as we went into the break and we were beginning to unveil.
Hello?
Well, I'm still here. Sounds like we just lost Dave for a moment.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Larry?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, we're still on the air. And so did you hear where Dave was getting ready to take us?
I heard he wanted to go back to where we were, and that was when he cut out.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and pick it up from there, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
Does the underground bunch still exist?
No, the Weathermen themselves do not. But they've started a new organization called the Movement for a Democratic Society, which is based on the original organization of the 60s and the 70s called the Students for a Democratic Society. And MDS has been very involved in reopening about 300 SDS officers on campuses throughout the United States. So yes, they're still pretty active. Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn have been active in the Occupy movement and also in Code Pink. As you may have heard recently, Kathy Bodine, who was a member of the Weather Underground, has been made a professor at Columbia University, and she also has a special grant to teach at the New York City Law School. Kathy Bodine is one of the two women that ran out of the townhouse that blew up in New York City in March of 1970, her and Kathy Wilkerson. And in October of 1981, Kathy Bodine and her husband, Charles Gilbert, participated in a Brinks armored car robbery where two police officers and a Brinks guard were murdered. She served 22 years in jail, and now she's a professor.
You know, Larry, this is Dave, and I'm back. I got knocked off the air, but how do you go from who are they turning away from being a professor if a murderer can end up joining the faculty of the university?
Well, you've got me. I can't understand it. Now, it's interesting. The other day, Kathy made a statement to somebody that she was sorry that the people who had been killed in Nyack couldn't be here today. And you know, I almost threw the computer through the window because it's like, yeah, Kathy, but you're the reason they're dead. She was driving the getaway van. When the police officers pulled her over, they asked her to step out of the van. She knew that the men in the back of the van were armed, and she didn't say a word. And, of course, the doors flew open, and the bullets started flying, and two New Jersey state troopers were dead. So, again, merely anti-war, nonviolent. The Weathermen were the good guys. And, of course, you know that Robert Redford has made a movie called The Company You Keep, which aggrandizes the Weather Underground. It makes them out to have been the heroes. They were merely trying to change American society. And in the war in Vietnam, Susan Sarandon, who's one of the stars in the show and one of the trailers I saw, she makes a statement of, we weren't always right, but we weren't always wrong either.
Let me guess. Sarandon is playing Bernadine Dorn?
You know what? I don't know. The Company You Keep is a novel. And while actual members of the Weather Underground are mentioned in the novel, I think that Susan Sarandon and Robert Redford are playing two fictional characters who actually very closely resemble Kathy Bodine and Charles Gilbert. There was supposed to have been a bank robbery where a guard was killed, and
people should be vilified and not honored. And but it's Hollywood. I mean, you know, Hollywood is notoriously liberal, and Hollywood is notoriously really anti-constitution, anti-mainstream America. If the Weatherman Underground weren't about getting us out of Vietnam, then why were they so interested in maximizing civilian casualties?
For the terrorist effect.
What were they after, though? What do you think their end game was?
Their end game was to overthrow the government.
And
they honestly believed that. Now, I realize that it might seem ludicrous, but again, if you add together all of the international turmoil of the 70s and the 80s, the war in South Vietnam, problems with China and with North Korea, for the Weathermen, it appeared conceivable that this could be it and that they might overthrow the government.
Yeah, let's hold it right there because we'll explore what they want to replace it with when we come back after a word from these sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Welcome back, and our special guest for the balance of the show is Larry Grathwall. And Larry, let's get right back to the question we were exploring here as we went into the last break. And I had posed this question: if they weren't about taking down the Vietnam War effort and they're about replacing the government, my question would be, in your meetings with these people, did you get any indication as to what they wanted to replace our constitutional republic with?
Yes, they referred to it as a democratic centralist government. Basically, they were looking at Cuba, and that's the form of government they intended to institute here in the United States. They also believed that there would be certain elements of the world, such as the Cubans and the Chinese and others, that would want to occupy certain parts of the country. Although, the Weatherman Revolution might resist that, it is very likely that it would be imposed on them because of the people's wars of liberation that had really led to the downfall of the United States. They saw themselves as being merely an organization inside the belly of the monster that could commit strategic sabotage inside the United States and ultimately help bring down the government. And they honestly believed this. This wasn't something that that they were sitting in rooms dropping acid and deluding themselves into believing. Their attitudes about drugs were similar to ours. They used them during self-criticism sessions only. And if you got caught using drugs or bringing them into a collective without anyone knowing about it, you'd get kicked out. So, I mean, they were quite sober.
Well, these early handlers that ended up controlling Obama in his early political career, they were not people who were college dropouts, ne'er-do-wells. They were people of some substance, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And right now, there exists a statement by the U.S. postal carrier that delivered mail to Bill Ayers' home. Bill Ayers is, Tom Ayers' home. Tom Ayers is Bill Ayers' father. He was the CEO and chairman of the board for Con Edison in the state of Illinois. This postman said that he met Barack Obama leaving the Ayers' home one day, and he had indicated he was there to thank the Ayers for supporting him while he was in college. Now, this would have been his undergraduate work at Occidental. Later on, we know that Bill Ayers and Barack Obama both are at Columbia University at the same time. And then, of course, they both came back to Chicago around the same time. If you remember, during the 2008 election, both Ayers and Obama claimed that they barely knew one another.
Yes, I do
remember. Well, they served
that
on two boards, the Woods Project and the Woods Foundation and the Annenberg Project in Chicago. That was the organizations to distribute funds to educational institutions, and they both shared an office in an office building for at least 2 years and possibly longer. So these gentlemen were well acquainted with one another, and as I think you indicated earlier, the very first political fundraising event for Barack Obama when he was running for the state legislature was held at the Ayers Dorn home in Hyde Park, Chicago.
Well, yeah, and we also know that Bill Ayers visited the White House in 2009, so that relationship continued into this administration.
Yes, well, actually, I've heard rumors that him and Bernadine both have been there more than once. The White House, when they've been called on it, say that it's a different Bill Ayers and a different Bernadine Dorn, but that seems very unlikely, doesn't it?
I totally agree. Well, let me throw one more piece of fuel on this fire here, Larry. I uncovered in my own research on this that the Jarrett family, Valerie Jarrett, senior yep. White House advisor, her family has intermarried with the Ayers family, and this goes back to the 60s.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You know about that?
Yes. Yes, that's true. And she's also what is considered to be a red diaper baby.
Uh-huh. Well, for the younger members of our audience, give us a brief definition of what red diaper baby means.
Red diaper babies are the children of families who have been on the extreme left. And when I say the extreme left, I mean if they're not members of the Communist Party, they're certainly affiliated in some way, shape, or form. And thus, they've grown up with the communist, socialist political views all of their lives. There was a lot of people in the Weathermen who were red diaper babies, and certainly Valerie Jarrett's one of them.
Okay, so let's bring this and tie a few of these knots together here. It sounds to me like when they say they want to imitate the Cuban nationalist government and given their penchant for re-education camps in the numbers that Bill Ayers talked to you about, it looks to me like that they wanted to install their brand of communism.
Yes, absolutely.
You agree with that choice of term?
I mean, make no mistake, and if I failed to make that point clear, that's exactly what they were trying to do. I don't think that they thought that a democratic centralist government exactly like the one in Cuba would work or function here in the United States. But I think what the point is that they wanted to create a socialist state. And, of course, they saw themselves as being the head people, that they would be running it. So, I mean, that was their objective, and that was their goal. And, again, all of the literature makes that very clear. One of Bernadine Dorn's first statements from the underground is she reads that this is a declaration of war on the United States. Now, you know, that's not an anti-war group, is it?
No, it's a communist takeover. Well, let me digress into another area, and I don't know if you've ever looked into this or not, but when I was researching Obama's communist ties, I kind of fell into a side alley. And what I found was in the same time frame we're talking about, 60s, 70s, and 80s, related to the Weatherman Underground's operations, I found a number of Soviet defectors, and I mean a number, not a few, a number, that said that they were aware of movements that were radicalized and funded to undermine and overthrow the U.S. government, as well as infiltrate the media and so forth. Have you come across these statements as well from these former Russian spies?
No, I've not been privy to that, but let me tell you that every bit of my common sense tells me that's exactly what's happened. Remember, I was there when the group had organized itself on a foundation and a basis of violently overthrowing the government. The common thread, overthrow the government. When the war went away and the baby boomers started to settle down, that sea of violence that they could function in went away. So they surfaced. And when they surfaced, because of technicalities in the law, none of them went to jail, and they went to work in the universities. So Bill Ayers today is one of the universally recognized professors of education. He teaches teachers. Now, he's been doing that for three or four generations now.
Yes.
That he has been teaching our teachers how to teach our kids.
Well, I understand that he's also involved in something called the Common Core.
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And I have researched this myself, being a man that spent most of his adult life in academia. And the Common Core is a dumbed-down move towards American education. Kids will get decidedly less years of math. If they follow the course of Common Core, they won't meet university standards for math. English literature is being dumbed down to a 50-50 informational text versus novels. I could go on and on, but I've read that Bill Ayers has been having a hand in this at the behest of the president.
Oh, yes.
I'm aware of that, too,
and I'm aware of it. I mean, I have no documentation that he's actually doing that, but I know that he's involved in Common Core, and if he's involved in it, it's not to emphasize the importance of reading, writing, and arithmetic. His whole educational theory is based on social justice, which basically means that kids should learn through experience, and if that means arguing with the teachers or refusing to do their homework is perfectly okay. Well, what's happened, if you ask children today, 10th and 12th graders, what the Constitution is, they don't have an idea clue. And if they do, they think that it's a document that was written by some old white men 200 years ago that's no longer relevant to our society today. Well, it's my belief that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are the basic laws of the land, and without them, all the other laws and all of the rights and the freedoms that we have as U.S. citizens are just not just diminished, but gone. And we've had three or four generations of kids being taught this, and now you're right, Common Core is going to come in. But you see, the other part of that is that Common Core is going to control who gets in college. So,
well, it's elitist, and let me digress just for a second here. There is a series of schools here in Arizona where I live, called BASIS, B-A-S-I-S.
Uh-huh.
And two of the BASIS schools, one here in Phoenix and one in Tucson, are two of the top five high schools in the United States for producing college-ready students and their test scores. When I talk to the BASIS people, looking as a prelude to enroll my son, I asked them about Common Core. And their answer to me was, we're aware of that. We far exceed Common Core. We put it in the rearview mirror a long time ago, because we knew it was coming. Our kids are way above and beyond that. And so who gets into BASIS? And, Larry, I'm going to make your point for you here and then throw it back to you. Who gets into BASIS are the kids of the elite. And you're absolutely right when you talk about Common Core is designed to create a bifurcation between the haves and the have-nots with regard to educational opportunity.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely frightening. And I'll tell you what else. It's racist. It's a product of the early 20th century progressives like John Dewey and Margaret Sanger, who wanted this ability to track students from their first day of school till their last day of school. And that's exactly what Common Core is designed to do. And I think that it's also eventually going to try to impose itself on schools that appear to be ahead of the curve. They're going to insist that certain academic levels or lack of levels be imposed upon kids so that there's some kind of equality. They're going to push this into homeschooling so that if you aren't part of this Common Core organization, that your children are not going to be eligible for higher education.
Yeah,
so that's what I believe right now. And, of course, Common Core, for me, is a relatively new subject. I just found out about it about a month ago, and so I haven't been able to do as much research as possibly you have.
Well, I haven't got into it as much as I will or want to. In fact, that's actually one of my summer projects, because I'm going to really be beating that drum. But it's incredible to me, and here's another digression, and it's the reason this show exists, Larry, and it's probably why you're out there working as hard as you are. But it just seems like the average American is as dumb as a box of rocks, and they don't know what's being taken from them. And all they have to do is just step back and look at the facts. And people like Bill Ayers and Barack Obama are robbing us not only of our heritage, but of any possible opportunity to live a decent life.
That's right. That's right. And I'll go further. I will say that while the government puts itself in a position of having people on the government dole, and therefore appearing as if they are the ones that are going to save you, in reality, when they do that, they make you a slave.
No question.
Because now you are dependent upon them, and you have to do their bidding. And I think that's exactly what Bill Ayers and Barack Obama are trying to accomplish. At the same time, we're being told that there is no economic problem. The unemployment rate is not that bad. A $17 trillion debt is nothing to worry about. Well, I got news for you folks, it is. And I understand that the vast number of Americans have to go to work in the morning and come home at night and take care of their families, and they don't have the time to be as concerned and as focused on this as you and I are. But certainly it's time for them to start to listen to the warnings that we're trying to put out there. And somehow we've got to wake the mainstream media up, too. You know, this trial of this abortion doctor in Philadelphia, you don't even hear about it. And I don't know, I'm sure you've heard of some of the things that have happened. It's just atrocious. It's murder.
It is murder.
And it's almost as if it's not happening.
Well, Annie was detailing in the news, and I dovetailed right into this about Obamacare is about genocide. In fact, there are people in the Obama administration, and I detailed this in the news segment, that are actually advocating for killing children with deformities up to age 3.
Well, that's Nazi Germany, isn't it?
Yeah, we're certainly in that ballpark.
Yeah,
there's no question.
The Germans did that. And you know what? Margaret Sanger and John Dewey and those people back in the 20s, they believed in eugenics. So, you know, a lot of that stuff is really not new. What is new is that we now have the technology to actually accomplish it. And not only that, to do it in the womb. And, of course, on the other end of the spectrum, you're going to have, you know, appointed politicians or bureaucrats that are going to be on advisory boards deciding what kind of medical treatment you can get or not get based on how they see or feel the value of your life is. So, you know, if they decide that you no longer are going to get chemotherapy or radiation or whatever other treatment, diabetes treatment, I mean, you know, these are diseases that kill.
Yeah, those are the old views of the Fabian socialists from the 19th century, and they're resurfacing. Evil never goes out of style. Larry, hold it right there. We're going to go to break, and when we come out, I've got a couple of sidebar questions, and then at the third hour, we're going to open it up for your phone call. Stay tuned, everybody.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Well, if Bill Ayers and Barack Obama get their way, it'll be power to the People's Republic. And speaking to us about these topics is Larry Grathwell. Larry, another digression here. One thing I always wondered about, I know that Bernadine Dorn endorsed the actions of Charles Manson and his followers. Do you think they were connected in any way?
No, I don't. I don't think that they knew each other. I think she just felt that it was part of the violence and the kind of violence that the Weathermen wanted to stand for and wanted to represent. It's sort of like the race baiting and the attempts on the part of the Obama administration to to create a clash between the rich and the poor, a class crash, if you will. I think this president is most noteworthy for the fact that he has done little, if anything, to try to unite the people of this country, and has done everything in his power to emphasize our differences and to use those differences as ways and a means to accomplish or achieve his own power and his own political goals and objectives.
Yeah, divide and conquer, like through the case of Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
We saw that very clearly from this administration. Well, okay, so Bernadine and Bill Ayers, they get Barack Obama launched into the state legislature. What were they hoping to accomplish, and how is this beginning to come to fruition? Long topic, but this is where I want to go next with this.
Well, I have to believe that their hopes were that Barack Obama, at the very least, was a very well-educated, smooth-talking politician who was at least going to be on the political scene for quite some time in the future, fighting for and proposing their political beliefs. I don't think that they anticipated him winning the presidency as quickly as he did. I think it's probably a thought or a hope that they held out for, but I think that they were probably as surprised as many were when he actually won the presidential election in 2008. I mean, if you look at it, he was a junior senator who had nothing to recommend him or commend him for this job, and yet he managed to win it. Of course, you know, running against John Cain, I'm not sure that would have was such a significant accomplishment. But regardless, he was able to do it, and now he's won another election, and I think. People like Bill Ayers are going around the country now saying, now is not the time to give up. We've got four more years, and we can't depend entirely upon Obama to push our agenda. We have to push the agenda and make him live up to it. So even Bill Ayers realizes that to some degree he's not in complete control of the White House, although I'm sure he would like to be. He's certainly got a lot of influence.
Well, my insider sources tell me that a lot of the elite are unhappy with Obama because they think he's dragging his feet. And we'll explore that and more when we come back in hour number three. Let me give out the number before we go to break, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to be following this line of question for the balance of the show, and we'll take your calls as well. See you in hour number three.